الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. And establish salah and pay zakat and lend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan. Whatever good you send before you, whatever good you send before you for yourselves, you will surely find it with Allah in a better and more rewarding condition. And seek the forgiveness of Allah. Certainly Allah is forgiving, merciful. Note, a good loan or qarḍ-i hasana is a loan without interest or any thought of gain or loss. In a better and more rewarding condition, in the ayat, refers to this, that the giver will be given a better and greater reward in the akhirah for the money spent as sadaqah, far better in quality and amount than what he would have received if he had spent it in the world. The fact is that the reward in the akhirah would be much better than the worldly rewards, both in quality and amount. We have already discussed a hadith that even a date which is given away as sadaqah out of halal wealth with sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives increase in the reward for it till it becomes as large as Mount Uhud. If only we knew the generosity of our Rabb who gives such huge rewards for such small amounts of sadaqah, and had we kept with him as much money as was possible, then he would have returned it to us with a great increase at the time of our need. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also promised that whatever good we send before us, he will give us an equal reward for it. As the Shaykh rahmatullahi says that in our booklet, Barakat al-Zikr, we have written many ahadith about the increase in rewards for good deeds, such as the following hadith. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward for saying subhanallah, may Allah be glorified, or alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, or la ilaha illallah, there is none to be worshipped but Allah, O Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, is even larger than Mount Uhud if these are read with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity of intention is the first condition for the acceptance of any good deed. A good deed done insincerely with a worldly reason shall be of no value in the akhirah. For learning this quality, we have to go to our dini guides, our mashayikh. We have to serve them and earn their du'as. It is only through joining such people that we will learn how to perform good deeds only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.